Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast. Mr.
Sandman, you get the idea? Bring me
a dream. It's on the internet. Make him the cutest
that I've ever seen. Go on. Give him two lips
like roses and clover. It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic bee.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a key.
Here's David Hollander.
Good morning. Good morning, listeners, and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, your host. And yeah, I know it's a little bit cloudy and rainy in May. It's okay. Get up. Let's go. We got graduations today. We got all kinds of stuff happening in the Bay Area. Don't let a little rain hold you down. Warriors playing. It's a great time to be here. For those of you just joining me for the first time, people here, they call me the Sandman. That's why they're playing the jingle, because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions all week long. That's because I am a financial advisor and a licensed California attorney. We are live in the studio right now here in downtown Oakland, California, and there's work going on out there in the streets. I can see the trucks and the cranes, and there's just so much going on down here. That's progress. Maybe you have a question. Something happened to you this week. I don't know. I got a lot of questions this week. I had someone who got their health insurance dropped. I got somebody else whose mother had passed away suddenly, and they were in a conservatorship. I've got some questions this week about a particular fund. So if you have a question, maybe you want something answered, there's two ways to do it. You can always tweet me at PYA Radio. Again, that's at PYA Radio. Or you can call this number right now, 866-PROTECT. Such an easy number because we protect you. 866-PROTECT. And get your question answered. Answer me this. Do you have a smoke alarm in your house? Well, I do too, because if a fire breaks out in the middle of the night, I want to make sure that all of us are awakened so we can follow the exit plan that I've put in place. See, it's important to have a plan so everyone knows what to do so nobody gets hurt. My daughter's actually graduating from Berkeley today. Super excited about that. So proud of her. Anyways, I do this to protect my family and protect myself. So do you have a smoke alarm in your financial life? Because maybe if you lost your job or you were told that you were going to be developing Alzheimer's or your wife told you she wanted a divorce, or who knows, maybe they don't get this trade deal worked out. Are you prepared for any of these financial emergencies? Well, if you're not, that's okay. You're in luck today because I'm going to share with you a handful of ways to prepare yourself for a financial emergency. If you lost your job, were told that you had Alzheimer's, or your wife said she wanted a divorce, financially, what would you do? Find out. When I come back, it pays to keep it right here. You're listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Here's the Sandman.
Answer me this. Do you have a smoke alarm in your house? Of course you do. I do too, because if a fire breaks out, I want to make sure that I have a plan to get out and protect my family? Do you have smoke alarms in your financial life? Well, if a financial emergency were to break out, you need to be prepared. And that's why today I'm sharing a handful of ways to prepare for a financial emergency, because life has an interesting way of just happening, doesn't it? Throws you curveballs out of nowhere. And of course, it's always just at the right time. It's amazing how that happens, isn't it? It's kind of like your car getting delivered between 9:30 and 10 this morning. It's better to prepare now than panic later. So when unforeseen emergencies happen, like losing your job, bailing out your kids, or receiving a surprise happygram from the IRS, you need to be in the position to handle those financial emergencies without damaging your financial security. So let's kick it off this morning first with something that's very simple to do, but also kind of tough. And so I'm going to help you out with this, because this is the building block that it all comes off of. I call it creating a simple budget. I know the last thing you want to do is make a budget, but hey, it's cloudy outside right now. If you don't have any place to be, think about this. With a budget in place, you're going to be better equipped to build a bigger savings cushion and start to look at how you could fund an emergency when it happens. So let's start with getting started. How do you do that? Well, you got to track your expenses. I see a lot of people have credit cards and automatic payments, and that's great. But you can get an online budgeting tool. They have apps now. We certainly are happy to provide you with a worksheet that links to your bank account, your investments, your credit card, any other accounts you have. And then automatically, this is what's great. Once you plug all this data in daily, automatically, all this information will be coordinated and help you look at your financial world. It actually is quite easy once you set it up. It just takes a little bit of time. And then you can start to categorize your expenses. Let me give you some examples of some things out there. One of the programs that I like a lot is called eMoney. There's also something called Clarity Money. And there's Mint, of course, which I'm sure you've heard about. But what would be a simple budget to start with? Because I know a lot of people just want to keep it simple. So let's look at a simple breakdown of a budget. I have what I call the 50-20-30 rule. Have you ever heard of that? Maybe you want to write that down. 50-20-30. Here's what it means. Up to 50% of your paycheck should be used for essential expenses like your taxes, your rent, mortgage payments, utility bills, transportation to work, groceries, and insurance premiums. 20% goes towards saving for retirement. And then an emergency fund and other goals and paying down debt. And then up to 30% is designed for things like non-essentials. Those are the fun things like buying yourself Warriors tickets or playing extra golf rounds. 30% is not bad. So that's the breakdown, 50, 20, 30. If your budget isn't following the 50, 20, 30 rule, then take a hard look at things that are non-essential. Because using my budget, 30% is going to non-essentials. And so if you're spending more than that, you got a problem. Some areas that I've seen in practice that a lot of people just aren't paying attention to that maybe you should look at. Memberships. Subscriptions that you don't use to the full potential are things that you could remove or try and modify. Let me give you some examples. Let's say you have a paid membership to the gym, but you seem to not get there as much as you originally wanted to. Here's something you could try. You could talk to them about doing a daily rate. By doing that, you might find you save some money each month because then you're actually paying for what you're using rather than paying for more because you're really not using it. Also, when it comes to things like cable packages, I'm not going to mention any names, but you know who I'm talking about. They seem to have these specials all the time. And they're great deals, but they have the Phantom Voodoo turnout clock. You know what I'm talking about? So I got my bill online. I looked at it, and I'm looking at all the different categories and things that I had that were supposedly free. They're now charging me each month. And when I add up the total bill, it's crushing me. So that's because this special ran out. But of course, they didn't tell you about that. It just happened. So you should set a reminder to periodically check your bills, like your cable bill, which is your Wi-Fi and your internet and your TV and all that stuff. And look at some other streaming services like Sling TV or Netflix, because these phantom billing practices will certainly chew away some of that extra spending money that you otherwise are trying to build. Now, the other thing I want you to do is set up an emergency and a rainy day fund. You notice I'm creating two rather than just one. So an emergency and a rainy day fund. Here's why. Your emergency fund is meant for the catastrophes that I talked about earlier that can just come out of nowhere. And this could result in a total loss of income, say if you lost your job. Or if for some reason your wife decided to divorce you, now all of a sudden you have half the assets you had before. Or maybe you had a medical situation come up. I had someone this week who had a serious medical situation that came up, and all of a sudden they didn't have any insurance. So these are things that you should set aside the rainy day fund for the urgent need. Now, what about things like, I'm sorry, that's your emergency fund, and I'll talk about the amount in a minute. But the rainy day fund, these are for things that are not urgent. Like, let's say a car repair or your roof needs a patch, maybe not a replacement, just a patch. Or maybe your water heater burned out. You know, it's amazing how these things. I had a water heater since 1988, and all of a sudden this last week I started hearing this hissing sound. And so I went down there and looked at the thing, and there's like water coming out just a little bit, you know, and I thought, oh, it's not a big deal. Well, became a big deal because the hot water stopped getting hot. It was like warm. You know what I mean? Do you hate taking warm showers? You know, it's just not like warm enough. You get out, you're kind of shivering and stuff. You know, I like hot showers. That's just me. But anyway, this water heater went out. $2,000 to fix a water heater in your house now. I mean, it's expensive. So this is the kind of thing that the rainy day fund's for. Use the rainy day fund. So I recommend you keep around $1,500 to $2,000 in your rainy day fund. And for your emergency fund, this is where you save money in case of an emergency. So I recommend about 6 months or more if you can afford it of your expenses on a monthly basis. That's why we built the budget when we started. Make sense? Keep your emergency fund in a high-yield savings account or money market deposit with no monthly fees and get yourself at least 2% or greater. That is out there right now. If you're not getting that, then here's what you need to do. You need to put some work into this. And maybe you don't know where to start. But make no mistake about it. When life happens, and if you're not prepared, it could cost you and your family dearly. Now, coming up on Protect Your Assets, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where we're going to discuss whether or not it makes sense to change your withholdings since Uncle Sam changed the tax law. Should you hold on to more of your money all year long? Don't miss a single second. Remember, it always pays to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on the Protect Your Assets show. We'll be right back.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, let's get back to the show. Here's David Hollander, The Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. The financial and investing world is so complex, so confusing, so much so that people just become paralyzed or end up making some big mistakes. So we believe the only cure for this education is through education, financial specifically. And that's why today we're sharing some simple ideas on how to prepare for the unknown financial emergency. So now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment.
Where they say.
Are you kidding me?
where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and sometimes bad advice that they say.
They say.
Are you kidding me?
So here's one they say. That tax reform lowered taxes for millions of Americans, providing them a hefty tax refund. So should you change your withholding so Uncle Sam doesn't get to hold onto your money all year long? Well, the tax overhaul lowered taxes for millions of Americans, but get this, only 19% of taxpayers updated their withholding in response to the new law. This was a survey that was just done by H&R Block, and that's a real small percentage, 19%. Think about that. So did you update your withholdings? If you received a large tax refund this year, or any tax refund for that matter, then it might be a good idea to adjust your withholding and give yourself a raise. In other words, remember earlier I was talking about the 50-30-20 rule? Well, maybe you could use some of this newfound money to put away into this emergency fund we've been talking about today, or the rainy day fund. If you missed it, by the way, you can always go to our podcast at PYA Radio and listen to our podcast, and that way you pick up anything you might have missed this morning, or if you just missed a segment, no problem, it's all there, abbreviated at PYA Radio. So you could use this money, pyaradio.com, thank you very much. If you received a large tax refund, then use this extra money. Maybe you should pay off debt. Do you have any high interest rate debt? It's another thing out there that can cause a lot of trouble, and you can use this extra money to pay that off. But if you are in good shape when it comes to debt, then take this extra money that you can now use from your paycheck and put it towards your 401k, or put it in the emergency fund or the rainy day fund. All these are great ways to save. And remember, overall, you're trying to put away about 20% of what you're making into these different buckets. Now, if you need some help, you can use the IRS's withholding calculator tool to figure out how to reduce the amount withheld from your paycheck. Once you've crunched the numbers, you can file a new Form W-4 with your employer. And this will help you not have some sort of a tax bill next April. Next, if anyone is depending on you financially, I want you to consider something. Think about life insurance. I see this happen a lot. There's a lot of people who we see who have family, who are making a living, who have assets, but just don't have enough in life insurance to take care of their family should something happen to them. Now, let me give you a simple rule of thumb as you consider what you have. Now, most of your employers have you covered under their plan or policy, but it's typically one or two times what you make. A simple rule just to think about as you look at this issue is what I call 8 to 10 times. What does that mean? Well, look at your annual income, multiply it by 8 to 10 times. Again, I'm talking gross income, not net, gross. And you should have that much in life insurance. So if you make $200,000 a year, then I recommend $2 million of life insurance that will pay to your spouse or to your kids if they're minors. And that will help them quite a bit if something were to happen to you. Because remember, your income will end if you end. So look at your all your life insurance options and what you have, and then consider looking at it. Now, term life insurance is the least expensive type of life insurance that you can buy. It's typically a term, so you could buy a 10-year term or a 20-year term, but that's only going to pay for the term you buy. In other words, if you have a 10-year term, after 10 years, it's all over. So the premium you pay each year is usually the same. It doesn't change. It shouldn't change. And that premium will last for 10 years. Now, if you're younger, you may want to look at a longer term, or you may want to look at a whole life policy where you accumulate cash value and the premiums don't change, particularly if you have an estate issue, or particularly if you're going to be paying heavy taxes when you get into retirement. It's not a bad idea to start looking at whole life insurance, again, if you can qualify for it, because most people have problems getting this more exclusive insurance, I'd call it, just because they're just not healthy enough to make it make sense. So if you're healthy enough and it makes sense, this is a great way to protect your family and also create tax-free income for you later in retirement if nothing happens to you. In other words, if you don't pass away, which we all, of course, hope we don't, and you make it to retirement, this is a way to create another bucket of money that you can borrow against tax-free, because there are loopholes for life insurance that are in the tax code, which enable you to take money out of that policy and live off of it tax-free for your lifetime, and possibly keep a death benefit that's also tax-free for your family if you're trying to deal with an estate tax issue. So just something good to know about. Now, something else, if you're working for somebody or you have your own business, another important area to look at is something called disability insurance. So if something were to happen to you, you became disabled, then you and your family could continue to pay the bills because the income won't stop. Disability insurance through work is a good place to start, but consider this, group disability insurance generally only covers about 60% of your income. This doesn't count commissions or bonuses, and monthly benefits can be capped. I typically see around a $5,000 a month cap. Now, remember too, if your employer is paying for this, paying the premiums for this policy, that money is going to also be taxable. So consider getting something on your own so you can create tax-free income and help bridge that gap between what your current policy will pay and what your needs are. And again, that's why last segment I was talking about ways to create a budget and get that lined up so then you know what the number is. And again, if you need help with this, we have forms you can use that can help you build this and see what it looks like for your situation. How could you lose your rental property in retirement? That's right, the entire property. I'll tell you when I come back. It always pays to keep it tuned right here. You're listening to The Sandman on Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is heard across the nation, not just because of the personal services we offer, but because The Sandman's listeners really are sleeping better at night. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device and pick a show. That's pyaradio.com. You can listen right there or download for later. pyaradio.com. Hey, if you're here to listen, then listen up. Protect Your Assets with David Hollander is back. Here's The Sandman.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, also known as The Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. And we've had a lot of great workshops. You can always go to pyaevents.com. Again, pyaevents.com. And we do have some events coming up. I know later in June, I believe. So check back there and you can register yourself, a friend. And we'd like to see you there and meet you there and answer your questions. Had a lot of great questions this past week. Happy birthdays! Happy birthday to Pam Fields and Ellen Kors. Hope you guys have a great birthday week. And today we've been talking about financial emergencies and what you can do when something happens out of nowhere. And so that leads me to the next emergency that can come out of nowhere. And this happens in California quite a bit. I've seen this with several clients who have been, unfortunately, the subject of a real estate related lawsuit. Now, these folks had rental properties and had worked many years to build up equity and pay down their debt, had tenants in their properties, and then all of a sudden, something really bad happened, and they end up being in a lawsuit. And so I want you to ask yourself or look at your portfolio, if you will, your plan, and see how are you protected right now. First of all, a lot of people have what's called a revocable living trust. And just so you know, that doesn't give you any asset protection whatsoever. All that document does is let you avoid probate, which of course is important, but it doesn't give you any protection. So the couple clients I'm thinking about right now who are subject of some pretty significant $5+ million lawsuits had things in a trust, but that was it. They had no protection whatsoever. So to give you some basic protection here in case the fire proverbial were to happen, think about this. Think about setting up an LLC. Not only do you get really good tax benefits now under the current new tax law, and we can show you how to turn that income into a much better, more efficient tax return, if you will, but also it provides you with asset protection on the asset. So if you put a particular piece of real estate in an LLC, the liability is limited solely to that particular asset, meaning they can't then go after your house, your retirement accounts, and other things by having the property in that one LLC. So that's a great way to do it. Now, if the cash flow doesn't make sense, I recommend you always look at getting an umbrella insurance policy. Now, if someone sues you, the umbrella insurance policy will pay for a judgment against you or a settlement and the legal fees beyond the limits of your regular home insurance policy. And I usually recommend that when I see clients who have several million dollars in insurance or, in real estate, and they typically carry about $1 million home insurance policy, I usually ask them to pick up extra coverage. So you could usually buy another million, 2 million, 3 million, up to 5 million typically pretty easily for the cost of between $150 to $350 per year per million. That's a good rule of thumb, $150 to $350 per year per million. And that is pretty reasonable insurance when you consider the alternative of what you could be wiped out for. Also for fire damage, this has happened now. I've seen it, the 1990 fires, you may remember, in the Oakland Hills, and also just most recently in Santa Rosa, had friends and lots of clients who have lost property. And so make sure you have enough homeowners insurance to rebuild your house if it is totally destroyed by a fire. Let your insurer know about any additions you've made, home improvements, upgraded materials. Get yourself extended replacement cost coverage, which adds 25 to 50% to the coverage amount if the cost of labor or materials rises, which it has. Keep an updated home inventory so you can get credit for all of your possessions and speed up the claims process. Make a video of each room with your smartphone, making sure to open closets and drawers. Coverage for jewelry and other valuables is often limited under your home insurance policy, but you can add coverage up to the item's appraised value. I want to give a big thanks to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer Anthony Kojikari, great job, network manager Kevin Renfer, and of course all the fabulous producers back there. Matt, thank you so much. Dora, Valerie, Allison, Felicia, and Jordan, thank you guys. Because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You've been listening to the Protect Your Assets show on the Protect Your Assets Radio Network. I'm David Hollander. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened, and callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. Legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyer to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on analysis of all the facts and circumstances, and information given on this program is general financial commentary and cannot be relied upon pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group LLC, and the views and opinions of the host do not represent those of this station or its ownership.